Governor Sanford has long complained about the three appointed commissioners who manage the Employment Security Commission. He says they're unresponsive and ineffective. But state lawmakers didn't really join the fight until January, when a legislative audit revealed millions of dollars had been wasted.
We've not, at this point in time, found any money to be missing. But we found in cases where people that should have been disqualified from benefits were paid, that those individuals should have been disqualified, you know, for drug use, for stealing, for not going out to actively look for jobs.
State Senator Greg Ryberg says the commissioners were too lax in granting unemployment. And that's part of the reason the state has borrowed more than $800 million from the federal government to cover jobless benefits. Lawmakers voted unanimously to replace the three commissioners with a panel that will hear appeals from businesses or employees in unemployment issues. The agency's executive director will be nominated by the legislature and serve on the governor's cabinet. Employment Security Commission spokesman Clark Newsom says the changes aren't exactly welcome, but...
You know, it's the desire of the legislature. They have made their decision, and, you know, we will move forward and work very closely with the governor and his staff during this transition so that we can make it as smooth as we possibly can. And first and foremost, we can continue to serve the citizens of South Carolina with their employment and unemployment needs.
Many of the changes take effect as soon as Governor Sanford signs the measure tomorrow. Next, lawmakers are hatching a plan to pay off the state's debt to the federal government by raising unemployment taxes on companies that lay off lots of workers. The most layoff-prone companies could see their taxes almost triple, while taxes for employers that rarely cut jobs could drop to zero. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.